thank you very much. Friends, we got time for a couple more. We're going to bring in some friends out for you. Make welcome on the 5-string banjo she played earlier today. Please make her welcome Ms. Allison Brown. Allison wondered why I have a chicken. You know, all bluegrass musicians should have chickens. The barnyard animal is very essential to our music. We also want to bring out a fantastic fiddle player. Is he? Didn't see him. Is he there? No, he's not there yet. We might find him. You'll know his name when he comes up. Anyway, we're going to do another song from Chicken and Egg. This is written by Daryl Scott's dad, Wayne Scott. He has a great record that came out several years back, and I got to play on this track, and I always thought it'd be a real good, solid bluegrass gospel number. And it being Sunday, it's good to have a gospel number in there. And a good people's POG.
Somewhere in there.
There's a G on this song somewhere. There's a lot of chicken jokes, of course. Why did the chicken cross the road? To play with the chieftains.
That's inside.
Why did the punk rocker cross the road? He was stable to the chicken. There was a guy, he goes to the farm store. Farmer, he goes to the feed store and he buys an anvil, a bucket, a live goose, and two live chickens. And he pays for them, and he tells the clerk, he says, I wonder how I'm going to carry this stuff. And the clerk says, well, if I were you, put the anvil in the bucket, hold that bucket that way, hold the goose in one hand, and then I'll put the chicken under each arm. He says, okay, good. So he does that. He's walking out, he's walking down the street. This old lady, this lovely old lady, all dressed up with a bag and a hat and everything. She says, excuse me, young man, can you tell me how to go to Oak Street? And he says, ma'am, I'm headed right there. I'm going to go up this, it's a shortcut up this alley. So just follow me. She says, oh no, I can't follow you up the alley. He says, why? Because she says, because you might ravish me up there in the alley. And he says, ma'am, take a look at me. How am I going to do that? She says, well, you'd put the goose down, put the bucket over the goose, the anvil on top of the bucket, and I could hold the chickens. Okay, so now I'm a sinner, and I'm going to sing about it. We have a fiddle player named Sam Bush. I guess I was a little ahead of schedule there. Gave me time to tell a joke. Two drunks are in a bar. One says, is it pronounced tomato or tomato? And the other guy says, is what pronounced tomato or tomato?